Today we're going to learn something fascinating. And that is that even though when Yidden went up in the time of Bayisheni to build the second base of Mikdash with Ezra, there were a lot less Yidden that came in the time of Bayisheni. It wasn't on the same Ruchniyistika level. There still was an effect that happened on Eretz Yisrael, different and more and long-lasting Bayis Sheni over Bayis Rishon. And I want to go back a second. That is that a person is only responsible and mechuyev to bring Meiser in Eretz Yisrael and lands that belong to Yidden. In the time of Bayis Rishon, they owned a large part of Eretz Yisrael. Bayis Sheni, when they went up with Ezra, was much smaller. The amount of land that was owned and was conquered was a lot smaller. Today, are we mechuyev and meiser in Eretz Yisrael, the lands that were conquered in the time of Yeshua and Bayis Rishon and David HaMelech, or only in the smaller amount of lands of Bayis Sheni? Seichel would say Bayis Rishon, but Halacha says Bayis Sheni. I want to read to you an interesting Rambam. This is the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBchira. It's Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Zayin. It's one of the most puzzling Rambams. The Rambam says that we're only mechuyev in Meiser in the lands that were conquered and were settled in the time of Bayis Sheni. Why? Look at his lashon. He says, because when Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael in Bayis Rishon, they conquered Eretz Yisrael. And being that they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so therefore when Goyim reconquered Eretz Yisrael, it lost its Kedusha. However, in the time when they came up in Bayis Sheni, they came up with the Chazaka. And listen to his lashon, Ulefichach, kol mokim shechziku bo'i leibovel, v'niskadesh b'kdushas Ezra hashniya u'mekudesh hayoyim. Anything that Ezra settled is holy till today. And even though seemingly the Goyim resettled Eretz Yisrael and kicked us out after Bayis Sheni, nevertheless, even though shenilkach ha'aretz mimenu chayiv, even though the land was taken away, it's chayiv. Now, one of the foremost commentators, Mefarshim of the Rambam, is the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah we know is Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch. And he asks a klutz kasha, a very, very simple question. He says, I don't understand what the Rambam is saying. What does it mean that there's a difference between kibush and chazakah? The first bias, they conquered it. So therefore, the Goyim reconquered it and lost its Kedusha. The second bias, they settled it with the chazakah. And that chazakah can't be unsettled. What is that supposed to mean? And more than that, after they conquered it in Bayis Rishon, they also settled it with a chazakah. They also lived there. So there was a chazak in Bayis Rishon. And look at his lashon, v'chilo hayasham chazakah. Was there not a chazakah there as well? Mi adif a chazakah beloy kibush, mi chazakah in kibush. Seemingly, Bayis Rishon should be even stronger. It had two things, chazakah and kibush. They conquered it and they settled it. And Bayis Sheni was still owned by the Goyim. They got permission from the Goyim to settle Eretz Yisrael. They got permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. But it didn't belong to Yidden. And yet you're saying the Kedusha that came in Bayis Sheni is everlasting, is Nitzchi till today, and the Kedusha from Bayis Rishon disappeared because it came through Kibush and disappeared through Kibush. So this is a very, very famous Rambam, very famous question of the Kesef Mishnah. A lot of the Achroinim, they tried to figure out exactly what to do and how to split hairs and redefine Chazakah and redefine kibush. How do you understand it? But in Lukutei Sichas, the Rebbe really, really gets into this Rambam. And the Sicha is printed in Lukutei Sichas Chelek Tezvav, Parshas Lech Lecha. That's where we learn about the conquering of Eretz Yisrael by Avraham Avinu. That's when he makes the first chazaka in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe explains that it's not just that the first part of Eretz Yisrael was conquered and the second part was settled. It was how the Eibishter told the Yidden to enter Eretz Yisrael. It's not just a fact that one was conquered and one was settled. When it comes to Bayis Rishon, the Eibishter told the Yidden to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Thereby, he was telling them that the way the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is going to be brought to the land is going to be through Kibush. However, when it came to Bayis Sheni, the Eibishter said, you're going to resettle the land after 70 years. The Eibishter was the one that said that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is going to come through Chazakah. It's not just that B'poyol Mamish, one was Kibush, one was Chazakah. When it came from the Eibishter that he said, this is the way you will enter, and this is the way you will settle. Therefore, the Kedusha that comes along with Eretz Yisrael is exactly that way. Bayis Rishon through Kibush, and therefore it disappears. Bayis Sheni through Chazakah, and therefore it goes away. But the Rebbe says that whether it was through Kibush, whether it was through Chazakah, that's only in regards to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But the ownership of Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Yidden the whole time. The Bailus of Eretz Yisrael is given over to the Eibishter. And therefore, of course, there's no permission and no right. No one has any thought, Machshav Azorah, to speak about giving, not back, giving away parts of Eretz Yisrael. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. It was given to Avraham Avinu, Yerusha, to every single Yid. And therefore, no one has any right to Chas V'Shalom, give away any shal, any part of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, why? Listen to the words of the Rebbe. Hare rotzen loses chas v'sholem, hu dover shu b'nigud l'rotzen Hashem. This rotzen to give away parts of Eretz Yisrael is against the rotzen of the Eibishter. So even though it's true that for a certain period of time the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael left, but the ownership of Eretz Yisrael belongs to Bnei Yisrael, La'ad, La'ilmei, Elamim.